So while this is loading, I'll tell you about the location of our hospital and university. We are in a city that is surrounded by a number of very rural counties. We're very accessible by a major interstate and 2 hours from Washington, D.C. So we are in an area that is lacking access to health care. The citizens in the surrounding counties have some issues with accessing good health care, so we have taken it upon ourselves to try to address some issues in population health in our communities. We are in an area with a hospital that doesn't have a medical school attached to it. I want to make sure you know that from the beginning. No personal financial relationships to disclose today. I want to give you an overview of where we're headed today. I want to tell you about this partnership between our university and the hospital. We call it the JMU-RMH Collaborative. I want to let you know now about some of the elements of this collaborative. We have a pretty significant focus on interprofessional practice so that we have individuals from both organizations who serve in a number of different capacities collaborating on initiatives that benefit the organizations and benefit our communities that surround us. We have a focus on our patient health within the hospitals, outpatients as well, and population health in our surrounding areas. These initiatives serve to provide our faculty an opportunity to conduct research, to be engaged in practice themselves, and to incorporate the students in the learning and enhance their progress through their programs and enhance their learning. I want to share with you for a moment some examples of initiatives. Since we began the collaborative in 2007, we've had over 100 initiatives launched that are joint initiatives between our organizations, and these are just a few examples. I'm going to tell you more about the Voice and Swallowing Clinic in a few moments. We have a program whereby our students in our music department created a program that allows our cancer patients in the hospital to access music on iPads while they're receiving treatment. To help the time go by, the patients have participated in a survey, an informal survey, which indicates that that has helped them feel more calm. It's reduced stress as they've undergone their treatments. We have a healthcare for the homeless suitcase clinic in which tools and supplies are literally packed in suitcases. We have nurse practitioners, our nursing students, going to homeless clinics throughout the area on a regular basis to assess, provide some diagnosis, and some immediate care for acute care problems for our homeless citizens in the area. We have an interprofessional family review program for a home visit program, and this is funded by RMH, and this is collaborative, of course, between our organizations. And we have a new initiative focused on diabetes prevention that takes place in a local wellness center, and our faculty with expertise in exercise science and exercise physiology, nutrition and dietetics, and health assessment and promotion are collaborating with diabetes and nutrition educators at the hospital, along with nurses and others, to assess individuals who are pre-diabetic and prescribe a program of sprint interval training and measure the outcomes with the intended goal of improving their knowledge and capability to engage in exercise, eat well, and thereby reduce the likelihood that their pre-diabetic condition will progress into diabetes. Finally, I want to tell you a bit about an evaluation that we've conducted related to the aspects of collaboration. We have a pretty simple mission for our collaborative. We want to create a climate to foster innovation. And we have a steering team composed of 8 individuals, 4 from each organization. And our goal is to oversee the efforts, not in an authoritative way, but in a facilitative way, and to try to advance success of the initiatives and advance progress in care and education at a minimum. The steering team consists, as I said, of 8 individuals listed here. We have recently changed the membership because of pretty significant changes in both of our organizations. I and one of the co-authors who is here today, Emily Okerson, are on the steering team, along with 2 other individuals from JMU. We wanted to be sure that we incorporated knowledge, expertise, and connections, the ability to establish connections, by individuals throughout the university who have various levels of expertise. So we have the 2 of us are in academic affairs. I have administrative responsibilities and, of course, connections with a number of individuals in the college. Emily is on a clinic side in our Institution for Innovation in Health and Human Services, which focuses on interprofessional efforts, outreach, scholarship opportunities for our faculty and students, often in interdisciplinary ways. We have a steering team member from our Student Affairs Division and someone from Research and Scholarship so that we can cover the gamut of responsibilities. We have, I'll mention in a few moments, some changes at our hospital, and that is reflected in changes to our steering team membership. The executive director of the medical group, the director of corporate communications, and 2 directors from the largest revenue-producing areas of the hospital are on the steering team, and we also have the vice president for business development as a member of our team as well. So let's talk about the goals briefly. We want to facilitate the collaborative initiatives, and those initiatives take several forms. They can be research-based initiatives. They may be clinical care and evidence-based practice work, education initiatives that have taken many forms, as well as initiatives that result because someone has a problem that needs to be addressed or wants to do something better. And so that we will, in those cases, we'll join forces and create a strategy to try to accomplish that goal. Emily, I believe, distributed a fact sheet which lists some of the examples of initiatives so you can get a sense of the kinds of things that we've done. We also want to try to enhance internal and external communication in our organizations so that we can provide opportunities for collaboration as well as share our accomplishments. Let's talk about the organizational features of the collaboration. We have an annual event which we call a celebration. This provides an opportunity for individuals from both organizations to come together to gain information about what's been accomplished over the past year through the collaborative, and importantly, to put their heads together and think about work that might be done together in the future to try to accomplish some new goal or further advance something that we've been trying to address for some time. We have a system for tracking initiatives so that we can try to just keep tabs on what we've been able to accomplish, who's involved, and be able to report out so that we can be responsive to the upper administration in both organizations. As I mentioned, we have the steering team. You'll see a photo here. We also formed a collaborative grants team. The lead for RMH and I saw a need to keep our organizations in communication about grant opportunities to fund the initiatives. Also, we saw that in the work that had been accomplished to date, we were both often partners in grants. And if one of us as the lead was about to run out of the funding, it made sense for us to try to strategize about a way for the other organization to take the lead in pursuing the funding. So the grants team is charged with keeping tabs on those kinds of things. So who's involved in the collaborative projects? As you'll see here, we have a physician. This is a surgeon at our hospital seated next to a faculty member from health sciences at the university at one of our annual events. We allow and encourage individuals from any level, any area of either organization to become involved in an initiative that is of interest to them. Along the way, we want to recognize the success of the collaborative initiative, so we have coined a couple of phrases that allow us to provide that recognition at our annual events. A win is a project that has some demonstrable impact. It's accomplished an outcome. It's something we can be proud of and we want to recognize. We also recognize promising projects, something that appears to be significant and can help us accomplish some important goal for one or both organizations. So how do these initiatives come about? Really in various ways. There's no wrong door to collaboration. In some instances, those of us who are in leadership positions at either organization see a need and will approach a colleague at the other organization and ask for some help or propose an idea. It may not be a problem or need, but an idea that can help us. Often, however, a faculty member or a nurse at the hospital or a physician will have an idea for some joint work that could be accomplished and will sometimes call a member of the steering team, sometimes go directly to an individual at the other organization. Voice and Swallowing Services is a clinic that we've established, and this was the brainchild of a faculty member in our Department of Communication Sciences and Disorders who had been a senior fellow at NIH and came to James Madison University with some pretty nice equipment that isn't available within several hundred miles of us. And she is a researcher and also a practitioner who teamed up with colleagues who are able to provide diagnostic and treatment services in voice and swallowing. And we have, after several years, established a clinic that's housed at the hospital, staffed by our faculty. It provides training opportunities for our doctoral students and provides diagnostic services that our hospital's not been able to provide because they haven't had access to this high-powered equipment. And then the individuals staffing the clinic are able to provide some initial treatment recommendations to the physicians at the hospital, which provides the billing, scheduling services, and space. So it's a very nice arrangement, a wonderful example of a collaboration that's been extremely successful so far. Budget and funding is a question that is logical to ask when you think about these kinds of initiatives. In the case of voice and swallowing, we established a model after much collaboration and conversation so that we share the revenues and we have a plan for how we handle the expenses before the revenues are distributed. It is often the case that there is no funding available for our initiatives. And we have some grants available recently. Through my office, I've been able to provide some funds for some of the collaborative initiatives. The hospital has purchased some equipment for a couple of initiatives, and we are in the process of trying to pursue other larger national grants. Well, after about 5 years of the collaborative being in place, we decided that we needed to make some form of assessment of whether we had reached our goals. We wanted to try to foster innovation and how successful were we in doing that? Had the climate been created? Were people feeling that they were supported and were able to accomplish what they wanted to do? So we decided to conduct an evaluation. We started by examining the Wilder Collaboration Factors Inventory, which you have in front of you, and then we examined the core competencies for interprofessional practice that are related to our work, that describe values and ethics, roles and responsibilities, communication, and teamwork. So we started with that Wilder scale. We had a team of experts from both organizations come together to examine the goals of our collaborative, the CCPH principles for partnership, IPEC competencies, and various collaborative functioning skills, and created a resulting instrument that we administered to individuals from both organizations. And you'll see here that we had some general guiding questions that we then became more specific about. What's been the experience of the collaborators? How do the processes compare with the best practices? Are the collaborators satisfied with their experience and any suggestions they might have? We sent the survey to a number of individuals at the hospital, about 140 staff members, including managers, and at the university 217 faculty members. We couldn't pull out individuals who had definitely been involved because a lot of the initiatives are organic in nature and we steering team members don't even know they're happening. So we just tried to cast a wide net to see how many individuals we could get to respond. Our responses came from about 44 individuals, smaller than we might have liked, but when we look at the initiatives that we track, we see the same individuals involved in a number of them. So we aren't too disappointed about that. We found that when we looked at the responses to the scales, they were and compared our university and hospital individuals, their responses, they were pretty similar. Trust was equal. The responses to a number of the elements were pretty similar in terms of feeling positive versus negative about their responsibilities, teamwork, communication, etc. There were a few differences, and in those cases, the hospital employees were a little more positive than our university faculty were. Those differences occurred on items like their understanding of the goals and objectives, management of conflict, the evaluation of their own performance as a collaborative team, and their cohesiveness. What you'll see on this graph is an indication of the percentage of responses that were more positive and ones that were below positive on that 7-point scale. Across all items, about 93% of the respondents all reported positive experiences with their collaboration. The respondents also reported that when they needed assistance, their needs were addressed. 80 to 90% of the respondents felt supported and felt their needs were addressed. Here we have some quotes that came from the survey. There were quite a number of quotes, and so it's hard to pull out ones that are comprehensive. But here are a few examples. The first one I happen to know came from a faculty member who has taught in medical schools, has had a number of years of experience, and he remarks on the willingness of the hospital to share data and his statement of positive feelings about the collaborative can-do spirit between the organizations. He's been all over the world, and he's found wonderful collaborators right there. One outcome is that a student gained entrance into a number of PhD programs because of her work in the collaborative. Not all the comments were uniformly positive. One individual recognized that bridging training expectations and the organizational structure can be difficult. Someone else noted that there is good communication and follow-up when there are problems. And then the last comment talks about the win-win nature of the experience. Well, looking ahead, what do we see in our future? The changing landscape for healthcare is something that our hospital colleagues are very clear about. They are still trying to determine how they will structure themselves and what kinds of practices and policies they need to employ to be competitive in this changing landscape. They've needed to change their business model significantly. In joining the network of hospitals, they're also forming a regional network within the larger, much larger network. And that has implications for their ability and the process of collaborating with us. Resources are always an issue because there is no standard set aside pool of funds to support these initiatives. However, we are very creative and resourceful. Communication is something we're pretty good at. We can always do better at that as well. We have changing organizational needs at our own university as well. We have reorganized, and we are continuing to change our university as we have adopted a new vision statement and are moving forward as a university as well. At that point, I will finish, and we can address any questions.